We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Let's go! Throwback Thursday! Doing our thing on Hockman and Crowder.
Crisscross had a lot to do with my younger life.
Is that true?
Yeah, man.
Did you wear your pants backwards?
No, but light-skinned dude with long hair. Oh. Back then, like,
He gave you some legitimacy.
Yeah, wasn't many people to relate to back then, you know, in inner city Atlanta. Red dude with a high top. All it was kid and play. Nobody respects kid. Last time you heard somebody say, kid, that's a cool dude. Nobody ever said that.
I can't even argue it.
It was lame.
Yeah, I can't even argue it.
That's why Crisscross may be relevant for about 9 months.
Are we betting tonight's game? Titans, Jags, you have any feel on this game?
I'm in.
Solana, you know, I got to tell you this. Solana told my wife, we were at the Hurricanes game on Saturday. This scares me a little bit, but I also like it because I like to be a bad influence on people. Solana told my wife, he had never told us this, and I was like, he wasn't even telling me. He was telling her. I just happened to overhear it, and I cringed a little, but then I also was filled with pride. He said, do you know what I'm talking about, Solana?
Yeah, I think I remember that. I won't ruin it, but yeah.
He said to her, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, I'm saving up some of my money because I want to bet with Hawk.
Come on.
He's saving some money because he wants to get in on the gambling action.
Don't do it, man. Have you heard me through these couple years?
This is good cop, bad cop routine. We both have the same.
This stuff is miserable. Think about staying up till 12:30 at night on a Monday.
I'm going to be watching a damn Jags-Titans game tonight. And if Ryan Tannehill has to come in, my hard-earned dollars.
Think about me, who I lost NFL Network because I have AT&T. So now I'm streaming a game, sitting in the bathroom because my wife won't let me sit in the bed with my iPad. Bro, do not do it, bro. Put your money in a way. Put it in an IRA or something.
That's right.
Or what?
Keep
you a return.
Keep, do you know what an IRA is?
No.
All right. But keep saving.
Bro. He's going to be eating cat food,
right,
too.
Learn first. You know what? Before I allow you in the gambling consortium, learn what an IRA is, okay? Learn what a 401k is. Learn what compounded interest is. Learn a few of the basics, and then I'll maybe let you in.
Do you know at some point in your life you can't work anymore?
Well, that was about 3 weeks ago.
Put something away.
Jags are at home tonight. They're getting a point and a half. Jags are at home. They've got that Minshew guy, right? Isn't he the quarterback?
Yes. With the little funny mustache and wore his chest out.
I mean, he's got swag, but I don't think he can back it up on the field.
He's not terrible, though.
Right.
He's not David Fales.
Right.
Like,
he did
a little something.
He warms up in a jock strap. Like, nothing but a jock
strap. He's got swag. There's something about him that, like, you want to see. Like, you know, remember when Ryan Fitzpatrick came out for the Bucks last season and he was dressed like Conor McGregor, right? Like, it was funny. Like, you root for guys that have a little personality, but I just don't know. But I don't know if I believe in the Titans. I don't know if I would lay a point in prime time Titans on the road. Like, do you like Marcus Mariota that much?
I don't like him. I like the construction of the Titans better. And now with Jalen Ramsey wanting to leave.
Yeah.
And Jalen, and now I'm going deep. Jalen's one of those guys that if he's upset, he's about to tell everybody on the defense he's upset and get them upset with Doug Marrone.
You could almost see him, by the way, getting penalties tonight.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Just like kind of playing out of his mind.
But almost encouraging him to trade him.
Yeah.
Like, listen, I'm not going to be a good player for y'all.
I'm a headache. Watch me, Coach Marrone. I'm a headache.
We got Titans what?
I don't know. Well, Titans? It's Titans minus 1.5.
Oh, I'll go with that.
Really? You'd lay the points.
Backup quarterback and turmoil defensively. It would be the run game that has to go crazy. Like, it's not a talented offense. The defense has some players now, but I go with Titans.
Let me get headlines real quickly here with Solana because I want to play everybody a Miami Hurricanes hype montage from the Hype Master General, Victor Bermudez, as we get ready for the big Central Michigan What's their team name? Anybody know?
The Chippewas.
Chippewas, yeah. Central Michigan Chippewas on Saturday.
Vic is built like a thumb wrestler.
He is Victor Bermudez?
Yeah, man. You ever remember the thumb wrestlers? Big upper body and just a little bitty.
Skip leg days? Legs.
Yeah.
Skip leg days?
Leg days? He doesn't even know the phrase of leg day.
All right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Thursday Night Football is tonight, as Hawk was just talking about. The Jaguars host the Tennessee Titans. Titans, a two-point favorite on the road. Kickoff is at 8:20 p.m. on NFL Network. Well, I had a two-point favorite on my website.
Okay. I see 2.5. I see 1.5. But regardless, it's they're a little bit of a road favorite.
Hawk, you're right.
Well, each side is different. I mean, each side is different. But I'm
you're right.
I just have a problem laying points on the road in prime time with the Titans. Like, they just don't impress me.
But it's Minshew.
I know.
We can't be scared of Minshew.
But are the Jags really going to start 0-3, do you think? Like, do you think they're epically bad?
Yes. Talented, but bad. They're 0-2, and they have a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
I'll go, man. I'm telling you, I'll bet Titans if you want to.
All right. What else you got, Solana?
And their best player doesn't want to play.
Right. Like, it makes it, I mean, you're right.
But do you understand, like, there's players in the league that they'll play no matter what happens.
Minka played his ass off for the Dolphins.
The best defender on the field.
Let it be known that he didn't want to be on the Dolphins, but played his ass off against the Patriots. I could see Jalen Ramsey pulling shenanigans.
Spicy's going to be out there. He's not going to warm up. He's not going to have his helmet buckled. Like, Spicy's going to let everybody know he's upset. That's what he is. Titans.
What else you got, Solana?
The Panthers play the Canadians in preseason game numero cuatro for Florida. They're looking for their first win of the preseason, guys. That game is at 7 p.m. on 560 The Joe WQAM.
All right.
USA Basketball retained its number one spot in the FIBA World Men's Ranking despite finishing in seventh place at the FIBA World Cup.
How does that happen?
I don't know. It seems like the election got hacked.
They finished in seventh, and they're ranked first.
So if they finished first, what would they be ranked?
Seventh.
Champions for life.
That's ridiculous.
What else you got, Solana?
And finally, a guy in Texas is wanted for aggravated perjury, facing up to 10 years in prison after he forged his wife's signature earlier this year to get a divorce from her without her ever knowing.
What is aggravated perjury? I've never heard. I didn't know there was an aggravated perjury.
Very aggressive perjury.
He was very aggravated by his wife. I gotta get out of this marriage.
Hey, man. You've had some tough weeks.
Is that for real? Aggravated perjury?
Yeah, it's a legit story. Also, a good way to just get out of something. Just don't tell them. Like, a good way to break up with somebody, just don't tell them.
Right. It's
ghosting them.
It's like that movie. What is it? Where the dude is in the basement, you know? They keep moving him from office to office space, right? Milton. Is it Milton? He's not getting a paycheck anymore. Like, wasn't Milton fired? And but nobody ever told him.
He kept coming to work.
Is it really aggravated perjury? Never. I gotta look that up. You got weather, Solana?
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy, 85 degrees currently. Tonight's low will drop to 78, and sunset is at 7:19 p.m. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and it's free to enter. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
There is indeed aggravated perjury. Huh?
But how bad did the marriage have to be before that where y'all can't even talk about the divorce?
I love that, though. Oh, yeah. Is that like the divorce lawyer is like, okay, now she's got to sign this. This seems to be a very one-sided deal. You're sure she's okay with it?
Give me the
paper. Oh, yeah, she's fine. She's in the car. She's got a sprained ankle. I'll take it down or she'll sign it real quick, you know. Comes back up. We're good to go.
Give me the paper.
We're good to go. Isn't that a little bit on the lawyer, too? Like, shouldn't somebody see someone in person signing something?
Man, listen, bro. I've had to, what's it called, notary?
Yeah,
I've
notary.
I've had to notarize some crap that doesn't need to be notarized.
But generally, the notary is like for, you know, school, you know, can your kid play athletics? Okay, you got to get this notarized. All right, fine. But this is a divorce. I'm imagining there's thousands of dollars in play.
And a notary, shouldn't that be a notary situation?
At least a notary situation, more in person, I would think. You have this montage. So Miami Hurricanes host Central Michigan 4 o'clock at Hard Rock Stadium on Saturday. And I believe the Hurricanes are like 30-point favorites. About 30, man. Anyway, Victor Bermudez used to be executive producer of this show. He's the executive producer of the Miami Hurricanes Radio Network. He always goes into the lab before Hurricanes games, and he makes kind of like a little hype montage to start the broadcast. And so he texted me this morning. He's like, this is all about our house. Like, there's no, obviously, there's no rivalry with Central Michigan. There's not much doubt about the game. So he's like, I created something that was kind of like, hey, Hard Rock Stadium, this is our house. We're defending our house. It's special to play for the Miami Hurricanes and yada, yada, yada. And I listened to it. I thought it was really good. I thought Hurricanes fans would enjoy this. So we'll give you a sneak peek of what you're going to hear Saturday on the radio network. Here is Victor Bermudez's latest concoction. This, again, pretend it's, you know, Saturday kickoff, getting ready for Miami and Central Michigan. You're listening to the radio and you hear a little bit of this.
You know, it's something about playing in Hard Rock, being in front of our fans, because, you know, our fan base is amazing. So, you know, when teams have to come here and play us at home, you know, it's an extra trip on our shoulder, because we never want to disappoint our fans at home, you know.
The stadium is throbbing with noise, humming with excitement, tingling with tension. We're awaiting the arrival of the University of Miami. There goes the smoke. Here come the Hurricanes. Onto the field, Miami. And what a greeting they get.
If it's up to me, I want them to run out first and then watch us run out so they can feel how serious it is. Like I said before, the Miami entrance, the college football entrance of the Miami Hurricanes is the best entrance ever.
Williams waits, turns, gives. Dallas dives into the end zone and lands in the end zone for a Miami touchdown. Six for Miami. Hurricanes 20 and Bethune nothing. Dallas has a hat trick, his third touchdown of the game.
You run out and you step on that field with the Hurricanes, you're automatically disrespecting us. And we're just going to go out and handle it.
You can't come in here without earning something. We ain't going to just give it up to nobody, especially at home. So you come here, you know, you got to expect a dogfight.
Man in motion, here comes a blitz. He's going to run. Patchen's got him and brings him down. Patchen rips him down at the 10.
Pickney and Patchen team up on the sack, and they were in chase mode.
Going against an opponent any way you want to establish what kind of team you are, but especially at home, you got your home fans, you got your home crowd, and we take pride in winning in our stadium. Just being competitive and just realizing that, you know, this is our house, and we're not going to just let anybody in our house and take over.
People need to know when they come to our stadium, you know, we're not something to be played with. You know, ain't no jokes out there. You come out here, we're going to push you to work, and we're going to try to dominate you.
Here comes a blitz. Williams, the throw, dumps it across the middle. Caught for a first down. The ball is not free. It's loose, and Miami should have it. It's still loose. And the Hurricanes are going to come away with it. Ooh. It's going to be Robert Knowles who has it for Miami. Robert Knowles will get the turnover chain.
I mean, it's in front of our fans, you know. Our families are there. You know, it's a difference. It's a pride. Somebody come to my house and slap me across my face, they got to feel me.
On second down, busted play. Franks pitches it to Davis. The ball is loose on the ground. Popped out. It's all the way back to midfield. He has the ball.
We'll take it, baby.
Miami's going to come away with this football, and they're going to get the turnover chain again.
Home field, like, this is your home. Like, nobody come to your house and take from you. So anybody who come in the house, we're going to demolish. We're going to try to dominate everybody who comes, no matter who it is. And we're going to do that the rest of the year.
To the right side, Murphy, into the end zone, touchdown, Miami. And the entire team is going to celebrate for Jimmy Murphy, who scores his first touchdown as a Hurricane. He does one somersault. He does two somersaults. Flags come flying. It is 62-0.
You know, this is our house. We're not going to just let anybody in our house and take over.
There you go. That's really good, man. That is really good, because you get a feeling of, you know, a special run out in that smoke for the Miami Hurricanes. Ends with that Jimmy Murphy touchdown, which was great.
Yeah.
And then he got flagged for the celebration. I mean, it was just perfect.
He did a front handspring?
He did first he got knocked over. Did you see that? One of his teammates, I mean, just laid him out, which that makes you question, how the hell did he get in the end zone? He put a finger on him.
He almost fell down. Did you watch the play?
I did. But then, yeah, he did like a cartwheel or something. But that's good. So Saturday, you will hear that and a lot more. Victor puts on a great broadcast.
Yes.
And the Miami Hurricanes Radio Network. So the kickoff is 4 o'clock, so that'll start at noon, and that'll be cool. You could join Zaslow, by the way, this Saturday, 8 p.m., for a Dos Equis College football watch party at Cadillac Ranch in Kendall, register to win a trip to the college football semifinal playoff game at the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. Enjoy Dos Equis specials. They'll be raffling off a 60-gallon Igloo cooler. It is 8 p.m. Saturday night for a Dos Equis college football watch party, Cadillac Ranch with Zaslow. In the next segment, Joe Shad wrote in the Palm Beach Post some of the actual free agency targets for the Miami Dolphins in 2020. Oh. And I think this is pretty interesting because now you start to realize, okay, how might all this cap space and all these draft picks play out? And so Joe Shad kind of gives you, here are some of the legitimate candidates for the Miami Dolphins to go after in free agency. We will get to that next on Hockman and Crowder. Throwback Thursday. This is an all-time banger because we played Chris Cross at the top of the hour. This is Christopher Cross. And I had said to Solana, hey, I want to get some new 80s music in there for Throwback Thursday. And I said, get some Chris Cross. And then when I got here, so he had Jump. And then when I got here, I said, let's get something from Christopher Cross. And he's like, I got it. We just listened to it. And I go, no, that's a different person. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, no, Christopher Cross is like a white dude from the 80s, like yacht rock. And then I play this song. Now, you do know this song, right?
Yeah, I know this song.
This song's a banger. Would you agree that this song's a banger?
Never heard it.
What?
Christopher Cross?
Crank it up. You've never heard this song? Dan Day? You've never heard this song?
No, Hawk.
You're lying. You're lying.
Hawk, we fool with you, Hawk, but this ain't one of them.
Are you joking?
Who is this? What is this?
Christopher Cross, Ride Like the Wind?
Bro, Chris Cross is way more well-known than Christopher Cross.
Disagree.
Christopher Cross.
Look up and see how many albums Christopher Cross has sold.
This 7.
What?
Him, his auntie,
He won the Grammy for Best New Artist in 1980-something.
They didn't even have Grammys back then.
Oh, I can't believe you're disrespecting Christopher Cross.
No, man. Nobody knows this song.
No, what?
Yacht Rock?
Yacht Rock Radio. Well, this is Ride Like the Wind.
When you Google Christopher Cross, the first picture that comes up of him kind of looks like a fatter Hawk.
I'll take that.
Oh, that's why you like him. Y'all are kin.
Crowder, look, seriously,
I'll
Google
take
this.
That. I'm going to Google.
Y'all kin?
Yeah, I could see that.
That's his real name.
Just looking here at the number of... No, you're wrong on this one. Hold on, I'm looking at the actual numbers.
Y'all do have the same pattern of less follicles.
I was wondering how you're going to get out of that. But he had a full head of hair when he was... Like he was hitting it in the 70s, 80s. Let's see, 80s. Yeah, 80s. 3 Grammys, Arthur's theme. This guy, I mean, come on. I like Chris Cross as much as the next guy, but after Jump, what do you got?
You don't need anything else.
What do you got after Jump?
They had one more song, didn't they?
Yeah, it was like Ride the Bus or something.
Something silly. Yeah. They had another little silly song. I don't know how this Christopher Cross drinks soup. He ain't got Nantapa lip. He'll burn all his whole mustache off eating old French onion.
Do you have sailing? You have sailing in there? See if you have Christopher Cross sailing. See if that's in the system. I know you'll know that song. I'm blown away that you're not going to give Christopher Cross his Grammy Record of the Year, Sailing. Grammy Song of the Year, Sailing. Grammy Album of the Year. Grammy Best New Artist. Grammy Best Arrangement. 5 Grammys. Dude won 5 Grammys. Won a Golden Globe for Best Original Song for Arthur's Theme. Academy Award for Best Song for Arthur's Theme. You're wrong on this one. You got to take an L on this one.
He held himself a little better.
You can't. I mean, come on. One of the guys from Chris Cross isn't even alive.
Oh, God rest his soul. You going to do that to a dead man?
God rest his soul. I think you're wrong on this one. I know you know this song. Look at me.
I don't like looking at your eyes. I don't want to look you in the eyes.
Look at me.
There you go again.
Look at me.
And you're going to wink, huh?
Look at me.
Oh, I know this song.
Of course you know this song.
Oh.
One of the most prolific artists of all time, Dan Day. Of course you know this song.
This is Christopher Cross.
This is Christopher Cross. Look, Dan Day's taking his shirt off.
Yeah, he's a virgin.
What? That, look at him.
Dan ain't no Dan. Man, why are your damn ribs out, man? Did you see all that rib?
That's a lot of rib.
Come on, Dan. You need to eat meals. Dan's on a liquid diet.
You know this song, right, Solana?
No, I don't.
You don't know Sailing?
He'll know the hook. You know this song, Solana.
Yeah, crank it up for a second. It takes a little while to get there, but somebody texts in, "Oh my lord, that's Fat Hawk."
Can I laugh? Okay, thanks,
Christopher Cross. Well, I know I'm bald, so if the guy wants to call me not fat, I'm in. I take it as a compliment.
My man, you're not Fat Hawk.
Christopher Cross, Fat Hawk.
This is like Little River Band type music.
Yeah, but it's, yeah. I mean, but this is great. When you're on your yacht.
No.
Mm-mm. Crank this up, Solana.
Sailing.
Oh, okay.
Takes me away to where I've always do.
There you go again.
I heard your computer ding.
You got seven words of every song.
No, that's
it. It goes downhill fast for you.
Endearing. Somebody texts in, Lori, come get your man.
I've talked to Lori about it. She's not fooling with him either.
I dragged her to see Christopher Cross in concert once.
You saw a concert?
He was at,
was
you remember?
30 minutes?
You remember? Bro, I'm not going to sit here and take slander on Christopher Cross, Grammy winner for Best New Artist in 1980. He played, do you remember that little paradise? It was like, it was at Seminole Paradise. They had like a little theater in there. For a little bit of time, it was like Paradise Theater or something. You know, it was at the Hard Rock. Yeah.
Hard Rock Live? Or?
But it wasn't Hard Rock Live.
Before
they had a small.
That.
No. Like, to the right of it was a smaller theater.
Oh, the storage closet.
It wasn't a storage closet.
Oh, so Christopher Cross performing in the storage closet.
Somebody texts in, I'm black and I messed with Christopher Cross. Sailing and Arthur is fire.
But when do you, this is my, and I'm not versed in music. So texters and Hawk, let me know. When do you really listen to that type? I need to know.
On the yacht.
You don't have a yacht. You're never going to have a yacht. You've never had a yacht.
But I got my playlist if I do.
That's what I need to do. I need to know when music is relevant.
Somebody texts in, Chris Cross, net worth $200 million. Christopher Cross, net worth $10 million. Zero chance that Chris Cross's net worth is $200 million. Zero chance. I would argue, if you gave me the over-under on $200, I would argue both sides of that.
I know you're on my side, but Chris Cross ain't worth no quarter billion dollars.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
No.
Somebody texts in, come on, Hog, this is old man white music. Yes! Yes!
Yes.
Doesn't mean you can't like it.
But like when y'all are headed to the horse track, you listen to Chris Cross.
Oh, great. That's a great idea.
That's what it is?
That's a great idea.
Like if you don't have a yacht, is that what it is?
Yeah, if I'm going on a bike ride and I want to enjoy nature and I want to have the sound down a little bit, like I don't want it to overwhelm me, and so I hear birds and I hear cars driving by and the horses are galloping. And I got the Christopher Cross playing in the headphones. Man, sexy.
You just described elevator music. You're a fan of elevator music?
That is incorrect.
You're telling me Sailing can't be played in the elevator easily.
No. You dance in an elevator? Dance in an elevator?
Turn that song back on, Solana. How do you dance to Sailing?
How do you not dance to Sailing, I think, is a more appropriate question.
Oh, the clap before?
You see this?
Adding the gerbil hands?
Sailing. You see that? Look at that. Dan Day's got a dance for it. Look at this. You see that?
Canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see.
Why do you dance in a linebacker stance?
Me.
You don't know the words.
Sing it with me, everybody. After he sings this part, and then we'll all sing it together. In fact, I would like to read you the list of Joe Shad's free agent possibilities for the Dolphins to this song. Jack Conklin, from Tennessee.
The tackle.
Nasty and dominant mauler. DJ Humphreys from Arizona just needs to stay healthy.
I like it.
Amari Cooper from Dallas, a smooth route runner from Miami.
I like this approach.
Dante Fowler.
Ooh.
Former Florida standout.
Yes, sir.
Shaq Lawson needs to stay healthy.
Buffalo.
Ha ha Clinton Dix. Former Pro Bowler on a prove it deal. Believe that. I put that part in myself.
I think we need to.
Artie Burns. Former hurricane for you and me.
You don't have to clap to dance.
Come on, Crowder.
You don't have to clap.
What happened this segment? Song's a banger. The banger.
Oh, no, you got me on that one.
All right, I'll read you the actual list in the next segment.
To what song?
Arthur's theme. See if you find Arthur's theme in there. Christopher Cross, Arthur's theme. He won an Oscar for that. I mean, you're just wrong on Christopher Cross, because I could go through hit after hit after hit. Chris Cross, again, I love Jump, but it's the song. Like, that's it. And they peaked when they were like 14.
Yeah.
Christopher Cross still doing it.
And they got famous off wearing their clothes backwards. That's not a sustainable career. You just can't do that forever.
You don't think that's sustainable?
No. Because then you wear dress pants and then the butt part like, is real
like,
heavy.
Like Humpty Hump. You know, the funny glasses with the nose. It's got, couple months staying power?
Yeah.
You can't show up at a funeral with the funny glasses and the nose.
It's not going to work
out. And it's your thing, though. Same thing with Chris Cross. Like, you can't show up at a serious event with the backwards clothes.
Somebody texted they were $200,000. I would question that.
Yeah, I mean, they had one song. They weren't stars back then, so they had a bad deal.
And I was just going to say, somebody from the record label stole all their money.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Do you have Arthur's theme back there? Do we have that one?
I'd rather be Christopher Cross's son than Chris Cross's son.
Without question.
Yeah.
Not that Christopher Cross has had a great career since 1980, but, man, he put out banger after banger in those first couple of years in the 80s.
You could be Christopher Cross's son.
I'm thin Christopher Cross.
Are y'all related?
How old is he?
If he was in the 80s performing, I know he's way older than you.
Let's see. 68. Looks terrific. You know this
he
song, right?
He could be your daddy.
Oh.
Had you when he was 19.
Could I be so lucky? I gotta mail him.
That's weird.
I'll send him a letter. You know this song, right?
Someone who turns your heart. What is this?
Christopher Cross, Arthur's theme.
Somebody remade this way better. Stevie Wonder?
No, this is from the movie Arthur. Remember with Dudley Moore?
No, somebody remade this song with a real better voice. He sounds like an 11-year-old woman.
No, he's got a beautiful voice.
He doesn't sound like a child?
No. You know this song, Solana?
I don't think so.
Now you know it.
When you caught between the moon and New York City.
Is he a eunuch?
You know it's crazy, but it's true.
He never had bass in his voice.
If you get caught between the moon and New York City, best that you can do, you know this, Solana? Best that you can do is fall in love.
You know it. All right. That doesn't get me fired. I don't know what.
I'm pushing the envelope, I think. We do it for the listeners.
Or ourselves.
You're welcome.
It's either for the listeners or ourselves. I'm just waiting for Len to walk at the window and stare at me.
He loves us.
I don't know about that one.
I'll go hug him.
All right. You know, I've been telling you about companies that my family and I use. I've been having a few issues with my garage doors. So we also wanted to make sure that they were hurricane code ready. We called Allied Doors South Florida. They've been in business here in South Florida for over 50 years. And for a company to be servicing our Tri-County community for that long, you know they really are the experts when it comes to providing new garage doors. And so why I love talking about them on the radio is because when they came out to check and see what was wrong with my garage, they told me, you don't need new garage doors. Now, how often do you get that kind of honesty from a business? Here I am, ready to spend a lot of money on a brand new system. Allied Doors South Florida tells me, great news, your garage is already up to hurricane code. It just needs a little bit of maintenance to make it less noisy, and we were blown away by their honesty. And look, we have a LiftMaster in our home. I want to tell you about their LiftMaster Elite Series Garage Door Opener from Allied Doors. Now, right now, if you purchase the 8550W unit, which is the quietest motor you'll ever have, you'll receive the battery backup at no charge. This motor offers amazing security. You can control the garage door opener from anywhere at any time with your smartphone. If you want peace of mind, LiftMaster delivers it. Whether you need service on your current garage door or you want to improve the look of your home with a new door, get Allied Doors out to your house right now. They've been working with LiftMaster products. Len walked in. He's yelling at me. They've been working with LiftMaster products for decades, so they really are the experts. For the latest LiftMaster products, call Allied Doors 954-942-8550. 954-942-8550. Or you can visit their website at allied-doors.com. Allied Doors, South Florida. All right, quick break and more nonsense next on Hockman and Crowder. Man, a lot of people texted in. They like my list of free agents set to music. And you ain't got to twist my arm. I'll do that 4 hours a day, day.
It was clever. I enjoyed it, too.
This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Let me give you what I had teased there. I started singing it. But Joe Shad did write in the Palm Beach Post. The headline was top 20 free agency targets for the Miami Dolphins for 2020. And remember, Chris Greer said, we're going to be aggressive in free agency. They have a ton of cap space. So here's what Joe Shad put together. And he writes, to be clear, Miami should not overextend themselves. They really need to use their massive credit card limit intelligently. If any player moves beyond their hard line, simply move on. So with that said, here are some players that the Dolphins should keep on speed dial. And he writes, in a dream scenario, Miami would be able to actually land three players from this list. Jack Conklin from the right tackle from Tennessee.
Yeah.
DJ Humphreys, left tackle from Arizona.
And he's a Gator, too.
Byron Jones, cornerback out of Dallas. Chris Jones, Kansas City. Ronald Darby, Eagles. Jadeveon Clowney, he's got on the list. Now, we know he doesn't want to play down here, but
he
would be a potential free agent. I don't know. I'm imagining Seattle has something in place where after the season he's signing a long-term deal.
They didn't give up picks for him to come in for 9 months.
Amari Cooper out of Dallas. That would make sense.
I have no problem with that one.
Darrell Williams, right tackle out of Carolina. Eric Armstead from the Niners. Marcus Peters from the Rams.
Yes.
J.C. Tretter from the center from Cleveland.
I love that it's offensive lineman on here because that's where you need to start.
Dante Fowler, I think I mentioned. Yeah. Obviously, you know him.
He can play ball.
Shaq Lawson with the Bills. Ha-ha Clinton Dix.
Clemson, yeah. Ha-ha Clinton Dix can play too. And then now I believe Rashad Jones is going to be gone. We have to find some safeties. Oh, yeah. And we just traded Minka. We need to find some safeties. And we got rid of T.J. McDonald. We need to find some safeties.
Von Bell, safety from New Orleans.
Yep.
Vic Beasley.
He's coming on of late. He had a rough start, but he's in Atlanta doing his thing. I wonder if Atlanta pays him.
Jordan Howard, the running back. He was with the Bears last season.
With the Eagles now?
Yeah, he's with the Eagles now.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan.
Bud Dupree. from the Steelers.
Play. He can play. I like Bud.
Artie Burns from the Steelers as well.
Yeah.
And then what Joe Shad writes is also considered but not included for various reasons, including projected cost. He's got Melvin Gordon on there, Derrick Henry, Philip Dorsett, Greg Robinson. Like, there's a lot of guys out there, Eli Apple, that are going to command dollars.
Yeah.
And I think his approach is, you know, let's get a bunch of guys for lesser money. But, you know, if they wanted to get a Derrick Henry, or like, they could be in the bidding for anyone. They've got enough money.
I'll tell you what is it? I've heard between 130 and 160.
Yeah, I think it's like 160.
Let's say 150. 75 of that should be on an offensive line.
Probably.
And I know
because
it's not.
Because you're going to draft a quarterback.
It's not going to be a popular opinion, but I really believe.
No, I think Dolphins fans kind of understand at this point. Like, you have to shore up that offensive line, because then you're going to have. Listen, you could put Tua, you could put Fromm, you could put Trevor Lawrence behind the line that the Dolphins have right now. It's not going to be any different.
No, you could put Brady behind this
line. You could put Mahomes behind this line. Would Mahomes, like, would they be 1-1?
No.
I mean, it's just,
so you're talking about Rosen, Fitzpatrick for Mahomes?
Yes.
No, they'd be 0-2.
Yeah. I mean, that's the reality of it. So I think Dolphins fans understand, like, yeah, if you've got some money to spend, spend it on the O-line.
Yes.
Absolutely, because you're going to draft a quarterback, and then if you've got a good offensive line and a good quarterback, that's a hell of a good start. You're way ahead of where you've been.
And that's where they're. That's where the entire offense starts. No matter who the running back is, no matter who you, Kenyon Drake still here, Kalen Ballage, they bring in Melvin Gordon, whatever names you want. If this O-line is as bad as it is this year, I don't care what the skill positions are. They're not going to score points. I know it's not sexy to talk about Conklin, but he's a damn hell of a right tackle. You know what I'm saying? Jesse Davis moves to right guard. Like, now we're building something. I believe Jesse Davis might be the only offensive lineman on this team that's on next season's team.
And it kind of has to be, right? Didn't they extend him?
That's the only reason. Yeah. And if they didn't give him that contract extension, I would take him off the list.
Right.
Like, there, I don't think any of these guys make it.
Somebody texts in, give me all the free agents, Papa.
That's what the Dolphins have.
Give me all the free agents, Papa.
Draft 2 O-linemen, sign 3 in free agency.
Right. Draft a quarterback first. You're going to have 3 first-round picks.
Yep.
Take a quarterback. Take an O-lineman,
and a DB.
And if there's a transcendent talent as well, if there is a transcendent talent, like, even if it's a receiver or running back, you've got 3 picks. Like, if you've got a game changer and he falls into your lap, like.
And if all else fails, get you a defensive back. Get you.
Yep.
You know what? I would love to see them put somebody opposite of Xavier Howard that could really play, because that could be a hell of a secondary. And you got Xavier locked in for $72 million for, what, 4 years? Probably about 3 years guaranteed, but yes. I would love to see that.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here because Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us at 4 o'clock, and I want to make sure we've got enough time with him, and then Omar Kelly is going to join us around 4:15. So we're going to give the funny calls, the lines to DBJ at 4 o'clock. We'll also talk a little Hurricanes with them as well. We'll talk Hurricanes on a serious tip for a moment, and then we'll get into all the funny lines and whatnot with DBJ in just about 10 minutes.
Y'all got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. I've been going for 15 years. People have been going since the 1950s. The same family owned and operated, and they've been in Hollywood, Florida since 1951. Jump on the bandwagon. Thousands of families go to Delaware weekly. You have to go down there, guys. You're missing out. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. They have everything you want, everything you've been eating, they have it. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, and turkey, lobster, shrimp, fish. They have venison, alligator meat, frog legs. They have eggs. They have fish dip, crab dip. They have sides, the conch salad, the bean salad, the potato salad, the macaroni salad. They have it all. Seasonings, marinades, guys. Go to DelawareChicken.com. You will see the menu. I've named about 20% of what they have. They have so much down there at 441. One block south of Sterling Road. You can't beat Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. And if you are Rosh Hashanah-ing coming up next week, you gotta get over to Delaware. We have everything you need for your Rosh Hashanah celebration. Wild-caught whitefish, pike, and carp. We will clean and grind for free. Gefilte fish patties off the damn chain. Chopped chicken liver. You have the first cut Angus brisket. All your Rosh Hashanah needs are at Delaware. And just for dinner. For dinner tonight. For dinner tomorrow. The Broasted Chicken. Broasted Chicken is an oven-fried chicken. It is delicious. They have 4, 8, 12, 16, 20 pieces. Feed as many people as you need. The Broasted Chicken and the rotisserie. Chicken, turkey, turkey breast, Cornish hens, ducks. Man, go to DelawareChicken.com. You'll see what I'm talking about. And when you know exactly what you want, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order's packaged and ready when you get there. That's going to save you time. They're going to save you money with the prices. They're going to give you a great selection. It is Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Somebody tweets at me, what was Pizzola's best bet today? No Rob Pizzola today. If you were waiting for his picks, he's overseas, so he's going to join us next week. Although maybe I'll DM him and get a CFL game of the week before we're done here at 6 o'clock. Don Bailey Jr., we're talking Canes next on Hockman and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.